We welcome you once again here to New Holland. We're really happy to have you here, and we're really glad that you were able to work us into your schedule so we can spend some good quality time today talking about really not just our 25 products. This is more than a product launch today and a product launch discussion. This is really about our business. We want to tell you a little bit about our business and give you a little bit of insight into where we're headed as a brand. Many familiar faces from the different media events that we've done, as you've seen here, over the last couple years. And as we think it's really important to build these relationships with the media. It's all about people relationships. That's how we run the business, all right? We think that business still should be done on a handshake, not with corporations to corporations. And you're going to hear that a little bit throughout the day. We think that's a unique aspect of the way New Holland does business compared to a lot of the others in this day and age. We want to get back to a lot of those short-liner roots where there's real relationships and real authenticity as we do business in the rural economy. We think that that's how our farmers like to do business, and we know that that's how our dealers like to do business. So, welcome to those of you that are coming back. Welcome to those of you that are new to New Holland. You're going to see how we operate here. We're going to continue our story. The last time you were in, we talked a lot about our rejuvenation, right? That was hot off the press, our rejuvenation story. And now we're going to tell you a little bit more about where the brand is headed in the future. Okay? So let me get started. And I can't talk without PowerPoint, right? That's what happens. What we want to talk about is this continued positive momentum beyond the rejuvenation, what lies ahead, and how this phenomenon of 25 product launches is not an aberration. It's not something that's new. In fact, we've launched every year since I've been here for 4 years now, 25 new products or more each and every year. And I think that's part of our secret to our success and how we've been able to double this business in 4 years. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what do we mean by dedicated, uncompromised, and smart? Well, I think the idea here about dedicated, and it's not a whole new theme that we're going to be pushing in a whole new brand direction. We just wanted to have a theme here for our media event this time around. Dedicated, this brings out the idea that our dealers are dedicated. Our dealers are completely dedicated to the farmers that they support, and that means 24/7 dedication. When you're out there combining and you get a call at 11 o'clock at night because something's come down, our dealer's going to be ready to go out there in the field. Or when you get to your first cutting because it's a nice sunny day and you only got 1 or 2 days to get out there and cut, well, our dealers get that call at 10 a.m. Sunday morning and they get out there and they configure the baler or they configure the mower, whatever it is, so that this thing stays up and running. Okay? Our dealers do what they need to do. They're dedicated. And I think that's what has made this brand particularly strong in the area of harvesting, in the area of hay and forage, and increasingly now in the area with our large horsepower tractors. Okay, uncompromised, well, I think that's everybody that you see here with the blue shirts. Look at these guys back here. It's most of our marketing team. You won't find a person here that's not uncompromised about the quality of our company, the quality of our products, and the dedication that they give. We love this brand. We love what we do. Everybody's passionate about making sure that this brand is the most successful brand out there. We know we're not number one. And our aspiration isn't to be the biggest, right? In many markets we are, but in the North American market, our aspiration is to be the best at what we do. And that's particularly hay and forage and combining for small grains. All right? We've made a lot of great entry into the sprayer market with the launch of our Guardian sprayers over the last 3 or 4 years. And we're making really good inroads and growing share in the area of high horsepower tractors. Okay, so those are the areas where, you know, we want to be the best, and this team here is passionate and dedicated to make that happen. And then smart. What do we mean by smart? Well, our dealers are smart, of course, and we're smart. But when we say smart, we're really talking about our customers being smart. Our customers have the courage, all right? You're in the middle of Iowa, which typically is incredibly green, right? Our customers have the courage to take on a New Holland combine because it's the very best combine out there. And they have the courage to be different socially, to really buck the trend in their local community, to really have the very best piece of equipment out there. Why? Because they're smart. Because this combine can harvest better and with higher quality than any other combine out there. doesn't take a lot of courage to have New Holland hay tools because we really do have the best and we're a market leader in that area. But there are many courageous deer farmers who pull New Holland equipment because they're smart. It's the smartest one out there. And despite deer wanting to get that business, New Holland captures a lot of that deer business and a lot of that business from others. Okay. We think our customers are a unique bunch of individuals who think a little differently, who always want a little bit better out of their equipment, who always want to be the early adopters on new innovations. Those are our customers. They're smart. And if you've been on our website, you've seen some of our social media, we've been featuring a lot of these smart customers this year, whether it's Jordan Canbites from Regina, Saskatchewan, whether it's the Kahn brothers who grow seed, right, up in Alberta, whether it's Peter James who does chopping in Vermont, and all of these others. We want to feature more and more our producers, our incredibly smart producers. And we want people to have a brand experience with New Holland. It's not just about the iron, as usually is the case with this business. We want our customers to have an experience with New Holland. That's why we're probably leading innovators with social media. I know Chuck likes that. But we like to get out there because really that's where a lot of this is headed. To have, we're trying to create an experience around this brand. All right? A real experience, and that means involving the users. Okay, with My New Holland and other innovations you're going to hear about throughout the day. So that's a little bit behind our theme. I know Mark, you're going to talk a little bit more about it, Don as well, and certainly our guys as they take you and see their equipment. Our presentation here in New Holland wouldn't be complete if we didn't tell you about our proud heritage, especially this year. We're going to be heading into our 120th year as a company. And it was founded right down the street by Abe Zimmerman, right? An old Mennonite guy right here in this community. And we're still here. And this brand, as I said, is one of the leading global brands in many markets, number one. And certainly in Canada, we do an incredible job. We're considered a leader there in North America. We've got two big giants, but we're also there as number three in this market. And number one in hay tools worldwide. We've got a proud heritage, lots of different brands and lots of different leaders who have been involved with this brand along the way. Abe Zimmerman started in 1895, and we've had so many innovative and smart innovations along the way. He started with the first freeze-proof engine. We had it right in our lobby. A lot of people had trouble getting a simple engine going in the middle of winter, and he came up with this, and that's what really got him going. And then we had that first tie baler in 1947. In fact, a lot of that baling technology still exists. That core technology is still technology that exists in baling worldwide. Everybody now pretty much has copied what we do here. But we came out with that first tie baler in 1947, and the rest is history in terms of hay and forage leadership worldwide. Then in 1964, when we were Sperry New Holland, we purchased Clays. Clays is an amazing company out of Zetteldam, Belgium, just right near Bruges. It's a real beautiful spot. We still operate right there in that factory that Leon Clays developed, and he was the first one to come out with a self-propelled combine in Europe in 1952. And another important first for us, as you can see, right out of Grand Island in Nebraska, we have our first twin-rotor combine. All right, so we're the first to do that, and that's what makes our combining technology a little bit better than most of them out there, right, Nigel?
Absolutely.
It's still leading technology. A lot of the others might claim that they're best or they're the biggest, but when you get to the facts and you actually use this equipment, and any of you are farmers, you'll know who is the absolute best at combining for the quality of grain and for the capacity. And it keeps getting better and better with our Class 10 innovation that we're going to talk about during the day, and then later, we've been coming with a Class 11 combine. It's getting bigger and bigger with more and more horsepower. So let's keep going here. That incredible leader, Henry Ford, it's part of our legacy. Ford got into tractors real early in 1907, and he began realizing that a lot of his customers wanted tractors. A lot of his customers at the time were farmers. They wanted a mass-produced tractor that was economical. So he came out with tractors. And over in Europe at the same time, we came out with tractors as well. Again, a lot of firsts with Ford, a lot of safety innovations, the PTO hitch, the starter, so people didn't hurt themselves cranking it up. There's a lot of firsts that came along with Henry Ford. And of course, we have our Fiat roots with Giovanni Agnelli. He got into the tractor business just as Ford did, you know, a car leader in Europe. Well, he got into tractors with Fiat Agri in 1918, and that family, Danieli family, has been involved with agriculture and tractors ever since. Real leader in Europe. And one of the things that we did in January 2013, this is since last time we were together, we've now merged the construction brand and business right into the ag business. So this team here, the blue shirts, we're all managing the construction line as well. So you'll see in our shirts, it's kind of hard to put it all together, but you'll see our New Holland logo here, ag logo. You'll see our partners here on the left, some of our partners anyway, we're a NASCAR partner. And then right over here, because we don't want to make it too busy, we've got our construction, right? So we're managing all of the brands, and what we believe that is a really good play for us is the fact that a lot of the skid steer loaders, a lot of backhoes, a lot of that equipment is really used in the agriculture markets. A lot of these customers are our farmers. And more importantly, a lot of our network, our dealer network, is in all of these rural communities. So a lot of the government business, the municipality business, uses light construction as well. So that's really our whole strategy about pulling this together. We're going to be more present in that municipal business than we have in years. But there was a time when Ford dominated that business. The Ford triple nickel, the Ford backhoe, that's one of the pieces of equipment I learned how to use when I was a kid. That Ford tractor was part and parcel of every municipal community. And we want to get back to those days where you've got a skid steer, you've got a tractor loader backhoe, other equipment, light construction in every municipality. Lots of opportunity. Okay, so we're back together. And I like to show this because it just kind of gives you a little bit of, you know, this logo. It's kind of got everything there in this logo. You've got the leaf, which is the Fiat piece of it. Of course, you've got the New Holland name, which comes from our founder's home place right here in New Holland, Pennsylvania. We've got the blue, which is the Ford tractor blue. And that's how this logo should look to you when you think about it in the future. Okay? And then if you look, the black, put a little bit of different spin on the construction side. They're all together now. So we use both logos, and we're very proud of those logos. You'll see them prominently placed in all our literature. So we've gone 120 years strong with smart technology, lots of innovations, more to come. We've got track units, a new one that you're going to hear about. We've got lots of baler technology. We've got a whole family of balers that I know Mike Kornman is particularly proud of. First time in 7 years that we're launching a whole new baler family, and we're already seeing incredible gains in the market. So we've made a lot of improvements. We have our local brand presence, something that we're particularly proud of in Wisconsin. New Holland is building this New Holland Pavilion, Livestock Pavilion, at the Alliance Center in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a 20-year branding opportunity for us to be at one of the most innovative livestock pavilions in the country, in the world, I would even almost say. This whole pavilion is going to bear the New Holland name very prominently. We're going to have equipment on display for every show that goes in and out of there. And it's such a key market for us, Wisconsin. It's an important dairy market where we're leaders. And there's a lot of innovation that comes out of Wisconsin. And we want to be close with our customers and have a big name, big presence. Expect to see more of that as we continue to build this brand. Okay, so very exciting. I've challenged Mike to have one of the biggest parties that we've ever held when we inaugurate that this end of September, early October, right? All right, so that's his big challenge, right? I know people know to self like beer in Wisconsin, okay? So for those of you that are going to go to the World Dairy Expo, plan on being there with us to have a really nice, fun time. It's not every day that you launch a building like this in such a great place. Okay? Let me make sure I didn't shortchange anything else here. Our dealer network, we're going to talk a little bit about our partnerships that Mark's going to get into, and then, of course, getting into thought leadership with our clean energy leadership. Okay? So a few other things just to ground you guys that haven't been with us. For those of you that have been with us at other events, this will look familiar to you because we're not changing this. This is stuff for the long term. Our mixed farmer is our customer. They're at the center of everything we do, the customers. We're looking at the business, I think, a little differently than some of the bigger ag players out there. we don't look at iron as like the end all, and you know, we're going to tell you about iron and tell you more about iron and tell you more about our product. We think it's important, but what we really think is most important in the way we run this business is our customer. We're managing this business completely different, almost like businesses need to be run these days. We start with our customer, we understand their needs, and then we go from there to make sure we design the equipment and the capabilities of the equipment to meet that customer's needs. So we've turned the model upside down in the ag business, and we're really catching up, I would say, with how very successful businesses are run. So our mixed farmer, we call him Bubba, by the way, he's in the middle of this, okay? He's our guy who's been typically doing dairy and livestock with us, right? We've got this guy. We've been a leader in this area. We have world-class cutting, prep, packaging, and material handling products, right? Bar none. And along the way, you know, this guy, you know, where he might have just been doing this, he's gotten more and more into cash brains. Why? Supplement income, a trend, and because, you know, his beef and dairy are requiring more of that. So we've now began to transition much more to this cash brain area as well. Not losing our leadership and our focus for dairy livestock, but really moving more and more towards that cash brain part of the business. Okay? So we like to say that we're after that mixed farmer. We're not just going to totally do cash grains like some other companies out there. They only focus on that stuff. We're focusing on the whole gamut, starting right here with the guy who's been with us all along. What we do is we segment our business in three distinct segments. It's important for you to know. We don't just go out to our business as one dealer network or as one type of company. We really manage this business with three kind of separate businesses. First, we have in the middle our main plate business, which is dairy and livestock. And in that dairy and livestock business, we've got roughly about 450 dealers, all right, that sell all kinds of equipment for us. Pure hay and forage is the red. Of course, they're selling mid-range tractors, which is the dark blue. They're selling some construction. They're selling some high horsepower tractors. And they're also selling some cash grain there. This is our main plate of our business, where we focus a lot of our energies. This is the segment that Mike Kornman runs. And you'll see Mike and his team talk a lot about the balers and all the new equipment we've launched this year. We have a lot of passion around that. Then we have our other business, which is cash crop. Cash crop is where we've got our combines. That's where we've got our high horsepower tractors, our track tractors. We've got a new T8 with tracks that we're launching, which is a half track, we call it. All of that is our cash crop dealers, and we've got about 150 strong, and we're really growing that business, as you're going to hear when we talk about dealer growth. Dan Vallon is the one that heads up that segment of the business, doing a good job. He's got a real passionate group around the combine people in particular, right? And then we've got our pro work tools. What do you mean pro work tools? Well, this is our compacts and our light construction area. We deal with a lot of landscapers. We deal a lot with construction folks. They want to have professional equipment. You know, this equipment is not a toy. The equipment we've got is for real agricultural use. So if you want to go a little bit beyond hobby and you want to really get agricultural equipment on it, that's a pro work tool segment. So we've got Todd DeBach over here who heads up this pro work tools segment. And we haven't figured out whether he has a lot of passion yet. We're still trying to gauge that. But you guys tell me at the end of the day whether you think this guy has some passion or not, all right? That's our segment. It's important for you to understand our business. We manage it via segments. Okay. Want to just tell you a little bit more about our financial turnaround. It's going very well. When you guys were with us, I believe it was 2012, right? It was in 2012. We were together in 2012. Then we got together for a Hay and Forage Media Summit last year. Our growth and profitability was emerging, right? But we've done a real nice turnaround. We have doubled this business. New Holland now has grown this business by more than $1 billion. So we're doing very well financially. We don't disclose the details of our financials, but I can tell you this much. In 2014, we had a record growth and profitability, and it's sustainable. It's been stair-step. I can tell you one other thing, that we're one of the most profitable and fastest-growing divisions in all of CNH Industrial. And so there's a lot of eyes on this company right now. Our wish list, you know, some of our wish list is now getting fulfilled. And expect to hear more news about our growth and expansion as we continue to make moves. When you're making money like this, you know, now that our turnaround's complete, we're actually able to spend money and get that wish list fulfilled. Okay, so we've got incredible support from our senior leadership and corporate management. One other thing that's really important, I think, and is a news item for us, is that this business, more than any other, is counter-cyclical. Now, I'm sure it's the big elephant in the room right now that cash crop prices, right, commodity prices, corn and beans in particular, have really modulated. Let's just put it that way. We're not talking $8.50 corn. We're not talking $6.50 corn. We're talking $3.50, $3.75, $3.85 corn. And when that happens, obviously, farmers' income is impacted. So that is going on out there. We're all feeling the impact. But our business is not top-heavy, just focused on cash crop. As dairy and livestock is our main plate business here at New Holland, we're going to ride out this trend pretty well. Because guess what? Cattle, the cattle herd out there needs to eat, and they need to eat every day, just like humans, as well as the dairy group out there. They dairy farmers need to produce feed and fodder for their animals. Dairy prices are high. Livestock prices are at all-time highs right now. I know you guys, Tim, over at RFD TV, have got those livestock auctions, right? You're seeing great prices for cattle, right? Great prices. And you guys hope that continues because that means they spend more advertising, right? For selling cattle. Anyway, that's going to continue. So I believe that New Holland is going to be a very nice, stable ship in this storm, okay, among the portfolio of companies that we manage here at CNH Industrial. So that's a really good story. Expect us not to shrink and shrivel and figure out what's going to go on. Expect New Holland to be strong and to continue to grow and expand. Just a little bit about our dealer network, and then I'm going to wind down here and turn it over to Mark. These are all the dots that we've got. I call them pins on the map. And the way it works is the red ones are our dairy livestock-centric dealers around the Great Lakes. But as you can see, the dairy livestock business is everywhere. Then you've got your Pro Work Tools, which is blue. A lot of consumer business, hobby business, a lot of landscapers, construction guys, municipal business out there. And then we have our cash crop business. It's exactly where you think it would be. It comes up from Canada, down the Red River Valley, down through the Mississippi area, and down. But there's cash crop in other places. We have the Delmarva Peninsula not too far from here. Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Delmarva. And there's really good cash crop there. It's a nice market. Okay? So let me just tell you about, you know, again, it's not just about product. We're here to talk about growth. And New Holland, probably more than any other ag brand right now, is in the growth and expansion mode. And we're looking to grow our dealers. Soon we'll be coming out with an ad campaign. Might not look exactly like this, but we are trying to recruit dealers in key places. And this is a real nice news item, I would say. North Dakota, South Dakota, lots of places where we've got dealers that are older, that are retiring. We're looking for succession plans. So expect to see more visibility of us actively recruiting dealers and really making that pitch, not only in the media, but certainly directly with advertisement and through a lot of connections and partnerships. A couple of items I think that we need to highlight here. We need to grow the strength of the New Holland dealer, and we've been focusing on our strongest initially. We're also improving the quality of our dealer, and we call them upgrades. We've got a whole program going on right now with select dealers in each and every market. We are bucking the trend, and this is really important. I'm not announcing a dealer consolidation. I know other brands have done that, where they say, you know, look around the room. You know, they bring the dealers together, they say, look around the room. Look at the dealer to the right, look at the dealer to the left, in 5 years they're not going to be here anymore. That's not what we're selling. We're looking to make sure that the New Holland brand maintains a strong local presence with independently owned dealer networks, okay? We want to have a community link. We want to have people that are on the school board, people that go to the local church, people that have been involved in the community, because we believe that this business is best done when there is community engagement and there is trust and honesty and reliability within that community. So that's the New Holland model. We are not looking to simply consolidate up all of our dealerships into one large publicly held company. And I think it's important you understand that. We think that our dealer network needs to reflect the authenticity, sincerity that we are trying to do, and we are trying to make here and build in this brand. So that's an important distinction, I would say. That's the commitment to the local dealership model. And of course, we need to focus on the rural entrepreneurs. We want the very best rural entrepreneurs to think about New Holland as a business proposition. A lot of these folks out there have had successful rural businesses, successful farming operations. Some have gotten into ethanol, buying into plants, running plants, owning plants. Others have gotten into other businesses. Maybe they're partners in the local grain elevator. Maybe they're part of the local co-op. Well, we want those successful entrepreneurs to think about New Holland as a nice business opportunity. Okay. I think that that pretty much, after this one example, lets me turn this over to Mark. But examples of what we're doing with some of the dealers in that expansion is we recently inaugurated in April Franklin Tractor in Columbus, Ohio. Fabulous dealership near the city center of Columbus. They're heavily into the construction business. They have a different bit of a model. They rent a lot of equipment to a lot of the landscapers and a lot of the construction guys, yet they're also in the cash crop farming area. Franklin Tractor, if you ever get a chance to see that store in the Columbus area, I highly recommend it. It's beautiful what they've done, and the way they're displaying the New Holland brand and working our brand is really quite a sight to see. Same thing up in Canada. If you're up there in Weyburn, right? Barossa's got the new store there, which is really a model store. We did not have a great picture of the outside, so we're going to show their service capability. This would be a typical New Holland, I would say Canadian-style dealer. Look at the service bay. It's huge. It can obviously handle lots of combines and T9 tractors. Those are the biggest pieces of equipment up there. But most of our dealers are model dealers up there, the one in Regina. You know, Hartley, Markeson, and Regina is fabulous. But that's the kind of dealers that we're working with to expand and to make sure that they build this brand the way it needs to be. I'm going to turn it over to Mark then, and he'll get into some other specifics. So thank you for being here with us, and I'll be in and out throughout the day. All right?